Awake, Israel, awake to righteousness. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, the way, we come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace for your nation, the nation of Israel, your leaders, your people, your land, and all men. He is the Lord, and he does not change. Ever since the days of your ancestors, you have scorned his laws and failed to obey him. You are faithless to each other, violating the covenant of your God. In all your land there is treachery. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord God Almighty. In Christ we pray that according to the faith of God's elect, your leaders and your people, as a united people under God, will return to the Lord your God, fear him, love to think about him, and obey him. Then your nation will be his people, you will be his own special treasure, and he will spare you as a father spares an obedient, dutiful child. Let your people see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not, and be an example of righteousness and of those who serve God to all the world. Jesus Christ is Lord. The God of Israel is God. Peace to Jerusalem. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, King of Jerusalem. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory in Christ Jesus. The Lord goes before you. The God of Israel is your rear guard. It has been prayed. It has been spoken. It has been written. We come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. So in his holy name, Jesus Christ, so be it. Zion, you are my people, says the Lord God Almighty.